Chapter 67, A Surprising Instruction. Rabarach's greatest wish, one he had thought about for years, was to travel to Rav Adam, the Baal Shem of Rupshitz. Many years had passed since he had first traveled to Zamech to meet Rabbi Yoel Baal Shem, who had been the leader of the Nestarim and Mekubalim at that time. Back then, Rabarach had remained in Zamech for 6 months. The time he spent with Rabbi Yoel had made such a deep impression on him that it influenced his entire life. Although he had longed to return to Rabbi Yoel, he did not have a chance to visit him before the Rav passed away. Nor had Rabarach found an opportunity to travel to the new leader, Rav Adam. Rabarach had only seen him once when Rav Adam had visited Slutsk. He remembered Rav Adam's brilliant drasha, which had made such a deep impression on everyone. Nevertheless, because of the uproar that the Kanaim caused when they discovered that their guest was in fact one of the Nestarim, Rav Adam had chosen to leave Slutsk that same evening. Rabarach had not gotten the chance to become acquainted with him personally, and he longed to experience the holiness and to learn the teachings of Rav Adam. Now that he had appointed Rav Aaron Yaakov to be in charge of his yeshiva, Rabarach was free to travel to Rupshitz. This time, Rabarach did not stay for only 6 months. He remained in Rupshitz for 3 full years, growing extremely close to his Rebbe and even meriting to learn Kabbalah with him. After the 3 years had elapsed, Rabarach returned home, paying a final visit to Rupshitz many years later. When Rabarach was 76 years old, he learned that Rav Adam had passed away. Before his passing, Rav Adam had handed over the leadership of the Nestarim to another tzaddik, Rav Yisrael, who lived in the town of Tlust. This new leader, Rav Yisrael, became known as the Baal Shem Tov. Most interestingly, Rabarach discovered the transfer of leadership from Rav Adam to Rav Yisrael was done according to the guidance of Achia Hashilaini. Who was Achia Hashilaini? The answer to this question is the story of most unusual, miraculous events. Achia Hashilaini was one of the Jews who was redeemed from slavery in Egypt under the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. He lived for approximately 600 years. He was a Navi in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, and his prophecies are recorded in Sefer Malachim. He was known by the title Hashilaini because he lived in the city of Shilai. We learn in the Gemara, Bava Basra, that Achia Hashilaini was a student of Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was also the teacher of Eliyahu Anavi. Achia Hashilaini would appear to Rav Adam Baal Shem of Rupshitz and teach him the secrets of the Torah. It was he who informed Rav Adam that it had been decided in heaven that leadership of the Nestarim should now pass to Rav Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov. Achia Hashilaini regularly appeared to the Baal Shem Tov to teach him the secrets of the Torah. The Baal Shem Tov referred to him as Mayri Virabi, my Rebbe and teacher. When Rabarach learned of this, he decided to travel to Tlust and meet the new leader. Since he was now quite elderly, he took his two sons, Reb Yosef and Reb Avraham, along with him. When they arrived, Rabarach and his sons entered the room of the Baal Shem Tov and stood before the table at which he sat. Something amazing happened. The Baal Shem Tov announced their names without having been told who they were. He then proceeded to tell them things that had happened to each of them during their lives. He knew everything. Rabarach was not so shocked because he was already familiar with the miraculous ways of his Rebbes from his previous visits. His sons, however, had never met a Baal Shem. They were awed and amazed at the holiness and power of this tzaddik. The Baal Shem Tov had never met them, nor had he ever met their father. How did he know everything about them? The Baal Shem Tov instructed Rabarach that as soon as he returned to his home, he should immediately make arrangements to move to Eretz Yisrael. This was a surprising instruction, especially for someone as elderly as Rabarach. Nevertheless, Rabarach made no objection. He agreed to do exactly as he was instructed by the new leader of the Nestarim. The Baal Shem Tov promised him that he would live a long life in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Baruch and his sons spent a whole month with the Baal Shem Tov in Tlust. After that, they returned home and began to make arrangements for Reb Baruch's journey. Before leaving his family, Reb Baruch gave his sons instructions regarding his physical property as well as his spiritual property, that is, the famous yeshiva they had opened and directed for so many years. He told his sons to always follow the ways of the Nestarim and Mekubalim. He also instructed them to visit the Baal Shem Tov at least once every 3 years. After that, Reb Baruch set out on his long and difficult journey to Eretz Yisrael. What he did there is not known to us, but the reports received show that he managed to stay in regular contact with the Baal Shem Tov and that the Tzaddik gave him various missions to perform there. Reb Yosef and Reb Avraham heeded their father's instructions. After 3 years, they traveled to Tlust to the Baal Shem Tov. The Tzaddik gave them two important missions. The first was to move the yeshiva from their father's estate, which he had built a few miles away from Slutsk, into the city of Slutsk itself. After all, many years had passed since the days when Slutsk burned with hatred towards the Nestarim. Things were very different now, and there was no reason not to give the yeshiva a place of honor in the city. The second mission was for his sons to rent all the property that belonged to Prince Radzivill using the large sum that Reb Baruch had left for them. This property was spread over an extremely large area and included a flour mill, inns, and many additional sources of income. By renting this property, the brothers would be able to provide the largest possible number of Jewish families with a source of income. When the Jews will be able to make plenty of money, the Baal Shem Tov explained to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Avraham, they will also be able to spend more time and energy in serving Hashem. The two brothers followed the instructions of the Baal Shem Tov. They rented the properties of Prince Radzivill and provided many Jews with positions that allowed them to earn a good income. They also moved their yeshiva into the city of Slutsk. Only now did the brothers realize the extent to which Slutsk had changed over the years. The brothers invited the Baal Shem Tov to visit the city. The Tzaddik accepted their invitation and traveled there. He remained in Slutsk for 1 month, during which time hundreds of Jews streamed to his door from near and far. One of those who came to visit the Tzaddik was Reb Nissen, the Melamed of Harki. He was the father of Yitzchak Shaul, who related this entire story to his dear friend Baruch.